And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and we have a good show lined up for you. In fact, a great show lined up for you today. My guests today are Kathy Heath with LASER, Large Animal Shelters Emergency Readiness. We have Jim Howard, owner of Shop Dine Local. And we also have Jeff Frohawk with the Chino Valley Repertory Theater. So stay tuned to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Hey everyone out there in Radio Land, this is Roxanne. Summer is over and the holidays will be here before we know it. Get a jump on some gifts everyone can enjoy. Here's a deal you can't miss. Purchase two $25 Prescott Brewing Company gift cards at the same time and get a free $10 gift card for yourself. Spend them how you want, when you want, a quick bite, a bit of happy hour, or save them up for a special night out with a friend. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
At Sun Valley Diesel, everything they do is designed to keep you on the road. From routine maintenance to engine rebuilds, Sun Valley Diesel is the go-to place for diesel trucks of every size and shape. Truck on in to Sun Valley Diesel and Tire Repair on Long Mesa Drive in Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "We take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix trucks for a living. Keep on trucking with Sun Valley Diesel and Truck Repair."
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org. Be there for us. Let's be there for them.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear. We're here with our first guest, and I'm here talking with Jeff Frohawk with the Chino Valley Repertory Theater. Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Good, Lorette. How are you?
Good. So you're back again. Last year was your first attempt at this. You did not even attempt. You did a really great success. at a theater.
Right.
And it ran, how many times did you guys have it?
We had two performances over one day.
Yep, that's...
That was plenty to start our baby steps with.
Baby steps, and it was a Christmas production.
Yes, we did our first annual Christmas Western melodrama. It does not go easily onto a poster. It takes up a lot of space. But it's this year, we have a new plan.
Ooh. So this year, yeah, especially with everything going on with
right.
COVID and everything, so you can't exactly do your theater performance like you normally would.
Correct. Normally rarely enters into my repertoire anyway.
Yeah,
but not being able to put people in seats has been a real obstacle to growth of a theater company. But we managed over the spring and summer to keep our hand in with some reading theater and some I did some performances as Mark Twain, which I
Fun.
Do on a fairly regular basis and seems to be well received. But we did that. But this year, it's a whole new thing.
Oh, do tell. I'm excited because,
right.
you know, now you're trying to figure out what's plan B. Everyone has a plan B, especially
right.
with events this year. So what's
right.
your plan B?
Well, in conjunction with the town of Chino Valley and with the help of some very talented people from the repertory and support from a couple of people in the community, we're going to be presenting our second annual Christmas Western melodrama.
Whoa.
We're doing it as a silent movie.
Awesome.
In sepia tone. So it'll be broadcast over a to-be-determined media platform. we have our first filming after a few weeks of rehearsals this Thursday, and then a second night of filming, editing, and it will be out a week or two before Christmas on several platforms. It will be out for view for free.
That's what I was going to ask. So is this, what I wanted to ask is basically, so it's a, is it silent film? Is that what you said?
Yes, it's a silent movie.
Oh, I like it. So
yeah.
It's going really go back old school.
Yes,
yeah.
We're going way back.
Retro.
We're in the way back machine.
Way back machine.
It's been fun to, we have the three high school kids performing and they had to look up on the interweb what a silent movie even was. And so they like it. They enjoy it. It's interesting for them because they don't have to memorize their lines. I'm off to the side of the camera shouting out their lines to them with directions as we go along. Now, Matt Santos will be doing the filming and the editing. The editing will be real art.
You're right.
It's going to be not just black and white. It's going to be in a beautiful sepia tone. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Awesome.
If you wonder what it looks like, go on your phone with your pictures, and you'll usually find black and white and sepia.
Yeah.
You hook on sepia, you'll get a handle on what it will look like visually. Then at the bottom, there will be the dialogue.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And so it's going to be a free platform.
Correct.
Basically. And so you'll have it aired on different avenues.
Right.
And then, I mean, if we wanted to make a donation, you know, I watch this. It's great. I love it. How can I still make a donation to you guys?
Well, you can. And Mr. Twain will be at the end of the movie soliciting funds.
Okay.
For the repertory. We have to work out a few of the details on that. But certainly our intention is to ask for donations if people feel so inclined. But I want to make it clear that for us as a group, for the repertory and for the town of Chino Valley, this is a Christmas gift. It's tough for people right now.
Right.
If you don't have the $25 it would have cost to come see a performance, then certainly don't worry about we'll hang around. We'll be okay. But it's sort of a little gift of love at the holidays for everybody because it's been a tough year.
It really has been a tough year. And you know, this is just such a great idea. I mean, what a great plan B. I honestly would have never thought to do a silent film, but that's exactly it. You know, that's such a great idea.
Sure.
And it's so, you know, retro, outside the box. But
Right. Really,
I'm excited to even see it.
Right. Well, we've talked to a number of people who have their hands and minds in the media biz, And there's a bit of buzz and excitement about the prospect of seeing it because it's not something that has been seen for quite a long time. I've in the 4 years that I've lived in Yavapai County out in Chino Valley, I've not seen anything like that. And it's honestly, as a retired educator, I can tell you it's a very inexpensive and quick way of getting something done when you don't have to memorize lines. They're focused on gestures and facial expressions and things that aren't normally the focus of a film. So we'd like to think that we're sort of breaking new ground and creating a little bit of excitement and a challenge for other people in the community who do this sort of thing to look at that as an option.
Yeah, well, it is breaking new ground. You know, like you said, doing theater last year, they all had to memorize their lines, and mm-hmm. everybody was nervous, and not only top of that, they really had to focus on costumes, and they had to focus on so many things.
Right.
Well, you've eliminated that.
Yeah.
And so the only thing that they're focused on is, like, their gestures, and that is another part of theater.
Right.
You know, that last year, I mean, it was really, you could tell that they were so trying to memorize their lines.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we get the different aspect of, you know, their facial expressions
right.
and their gestures. I think that's great.
They feel a little more free in their
yeah.
craft, as they say. And people with experience appreciate it. The three high school kids who are involved in it, they appreciate that. And last year it took about 16 weeks of rehearsals.
Yeah.
To get to two performances in one day of about 35 minutes each. So this division of labor to result is a lot better. We've had four rehearsals, one dress rehearsal, and we're doing two nights of filming.
Okay.
So basically less than half the time that it took to do a live
right.
stage performance. Now, given my preferences.
What's the name of this? Is it...
The name is The Cowhand's Christmas Carol, or 'Twas Plum Tired of Pudding.
Ah.
So it's based in Chino Valley. You can change things around. There are no locales to identify like there were last year. But the ranch that it takes place on is called the Chino Valley Ranch.
Oh, I love it. And you said we're expecting this come out...
A week or two before Christmas.
Okay.
And beyond, it will be on until people say you have to turn that off. I can't stand it anymore. So
perfect.
We hope to have that problem.
Well, and that would be a great problem, and you will have that. So, Jeff, are we going to start getting some more information? And so,
absolutely.
I mean, where do I look for this information? Do I find it on Facebook, or where would I find your information
well,
to let me know when this...
Right now, we don't have a presence online,
okay.
which... has been difficult to commit to, not knowing what the year is going to turn out like and very limited budget. It will be out. Hopefully, we'll be able to make another announcement here. It's going to be in the newspaper.
Okay.
And it will be on the town's website.
Got it. Mm-hmm. And we'll put it on our chamber website as well.
That would be awesome.
So everybody will have access to those two websites and be able to figure out what day this is happening.
Right.
And, you know, we'll be able to you'll have more of a handle on it the next time
right.
we talk to you.
Well, we're intentionally not letting everything out, and it's working out well because we don't have some of the answers that we want. But if we had them, we wouldn't give them to you now. So.
It makes it
an adventure for us, too.
Well, that's fantastic. So we know to look for it early December.
Right.
And we know that you'll be back on air with us talking a little bit about it again.
Sure.
And giving some more details. But again, what was the name of the play?
The play is called The Cowhand's Christmas Carol, or 'Twas Plain Tired of Pudding. I'm not real overly fond of the second part of that title, so I've been going with The Cowhand's Christmas Carol.
I like it.
I'm the director. I can do that.
Exactly. You're the director. You can do it. So, Jeff Rohawken, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, how
sure.
can they help you?
You can reach me on my cell phone. I'm at 951-333-9328. You can also reach out to me on my email, which is very creative. It's Frohawk, my last name, Frohock, Jeff, Jeff, at msn.com.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for being here and letting us know about the Chino Valley Repertory Theater. I'm really excited about this silent film, and we'll all look forward to it coming out in early December.
Thank you, Renee. Appreciate your offer of the time.
Oh, no problem. And we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
It's me, Sandy, with the Yavapai County Contractors Association. You don't use a sledgehammer to pound nails, do you? Of course not. You use the right tool for the job. YCCA is the tool for all your construction needs. Don't start any construction project without calling us. We're your go-to resource. Call me, 778-0040-YCCA. Don't start without us.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I'm here with my next guest. I'm here with Kathy Heath, and she's with LASER, and LASER stands for Large Animal Shelters Emergency Readiness. Did I say that correctly?
That's
Kathy?
Right.
So, Kathy, tell us a little bit about LASER and really what it is. I mean, I kind of get from the name, but I'm not really sure.
Okay. We, as you said, we shelter large animals during disasters. We are a local 501c3 nonprofit, all volunteers. We work with the Yavapai County Office of Emergency Management. And our mission is twofold. We provide safe shelter for barn animals during evacuations in Yavapai County, and we provide information for emergency preparedness to the public.
So like a pig to a goat to like my chicken?
Chickens, llamas, alpacas,
okay.
Horses, donkeys, mules, yes.
So you must have saved a llama before.
We have had llamas. We have had llamas.
I would have not thought of a llama, but I guess you are right. So basically, if there's a fire, is that what we're talking about?
that's basically the disaster that hits this area.
Okay.
It could involve other disasters.
Like a huge snowstorm, huge disasters.
A hurricane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it could be a hazardous waste spill.
Okay.
That would cause people to evacuate. That's the key. When
okay.
people are evacuated, we kick into action.
And then you'll go and, I mean, you go in and help rescue, like, our big, large barn animals.
Well, we don't do the rescuing.
Oh,
we are the destination.
Okay.
Okay? So what we do is because of the history, especially of wildfires in this area.
Right.
You know, there are 22 active fires in Arizona right now. Most people don't realize that.
No, I did not realize that. That's
and
kind of
you know
scary
the horse
thing.
Fire is still active in the Crown King area.
Right.
We were activated for that. We were ready, but thankfully no animals needed sheltering.
Okay.
So
somebody else rescues the animals, then they sent they
people
take
can
them.
Bring them to
okay.
us, or they can use a service called Emergency Equine Evacuation, which is a new group that will do the transporting.
Okay, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they bring them to you guys, is this a free thing for the community? How does it work?
There is no cost to the public for
wow.
this, but of course there are expenses involved in setting up shelters and providing
food,
the supplies.
Right? Food,
yeah, and
supplies.
The training of our volunteers. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so how long have you guys been around?
Well, our call to action after the 2017 Goodwin fire, animals were all being sheltered through animal disaster services.
Okay.
They typically do the domestic pets, the dogs and cats. And more barn animals were showing up. With the Goodwin fire, there were over 200 barn animals that needed shelter.
Wow. Okay.
So that was kind of a lot of people would show up and wanting to help at the shelter, but there was no real structure around the organization. So Laser Incorporated in February of 2019... we are a 501c3. We now have over 50 volunteers, and they receive an intensive training. We are ready and have set up shelters when needed.
That's fantastic. So are you guys still looking for volunteers?
Always looking for volunteers. And applications can be found on our website, which is laser-shelter.org.
Okay.
And we have a training program, 3 different levels to accommodate the various degrees of experience that people have or their desired role.
Gotcha. And do you guys have any events coming up or anything like that going on?
We have just launched our Build a Shelter campaign.
Wow, explain that.
So
sounds super fun.
We have shelters in various locations. We need alternate sites depending on the location of the disaster or maybe the movement, which way it's headed. So our primary shelter site is at the Old County Fairgrounds on 89A in Prescott Valley.
Okay.
That's provided to us by the county. And then we have a possible site at the rodeo grounds. Prescott Frontier Days has been kind enough to let us use those stalls. But if they have an event going on, we can't use them. So the Yavapai Humane Society has offered us some stalls that would be available at their equine center in Chino Valley, but it's more for overflow. We can only accommodate a certain number. So what we're doing is working on building a shelter at the Chino Valley Equestrian Park out by Old Home Manor.
Right. So you guys are trying to raise money to build your own shelter.
We are.
That sounds like a fabulous idea.
Our target is at least 80 stalls and 15 pens for small animals. With grants and donations so far, we're able to fund 30 stalls and about 3 of the smaller pens. The cost to build this shelter, including lighting and power and the supplies we need, is about $40,000. But we have raised $10,000 to date.
Okay.
So we're on our way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and this is a way so that you guys have like a forever home and you're not, you know, relying on other entities. Because if you're relying on other entities, like you said, the rodeo may have an event going on that weekend or something. So if a disaster does happen, you can't.
Right.
Set up that.
And there could be a wildfire near the Old County Fairgrounds in Prescott Valley, and we would not be able to use that site.
Got it.
So this provides a location in Chino Valley. It serves kind of more the northern area of the Greater Basin, but it also benefits the Chino Valley Equestrian Association out there. They can use these stalls when we're not using them. We get priority for disasters, but they can also use these stalls for their events. So they can accommodate more exhibitors and horses and have bigger events.
What a great, like, you know, just duel.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win for both organizations.
Total.
So you got the Chino Valley Equestrian Park, and you guys are pairing up together to launch this.
So we are inviting individuals and businesses to sponsor a stall for $500 or sponsor a smaller animal pen for $400,
okay,
or donate whatever they can to help with the lighting and the generators we need and the supplies.
With supplies,
yeah. Or individuals, you know, if I know 500 is a lot of money, and an individual could gather up a corral of friends. We call it their corral.
I love it.
And all these individuals could pitch in something to name a stall in memory of a loved one. Or maybe in the name of a
pet. Oh, so you get to name the stall?
We have a plaque.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
The sponsors get a plaque on the stall.
Oh, I would love that.
With the name of their business or the name, their own name.
Or their favorite food or anything they
want
to name.
Whatever they want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
What a fun idea. And that plaque is just going to stay on forever.
It stays on the stall or the pen. And it's a nice engraved plaque by a local business.
Oh, I love that. I mean, just it's a great cause for one. And for two, it's just that nice personal touch that families can do, you know, for somebody that is deceased, a loved one, or just to do as a fun, you know, anniversary gift, to any of those kind of things.
It commemorates the sponsorship, and it's our sign of gratitude.
Absolutely. Especially, you know, if you're looking for a Christmas gift, I find that these things work really well for Christmas because you're really trying to find that perfect gift for the whole family, or looking for something that your family can all, you know, remember. And this is a really great opportunity for, you know, families to kind of pitch in. First off, you're really doing a lot for the community, and secondly, your name's on that.
Like we say, it's not just about the animals. This is also about the people who love them. This is about helping them in a very stressful time, one less thing to worry about. You know, FEMA recognizes that most people will not leave home without their animals when they have to evacuate. And this is, you know, we can provide the shelter for their animals. We operate the shelter for 24 hours a day. During the evacuation, we have well-trained volunteers, and we will care for them, do wellness checks. We have veterinarians at Prescott Animal Hospital on call.
Fantastic.
We're covered.
So you know that even if you have to evacuate an emergency situation, that your animals are well cared for.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times, like, you know, your barn animals essentially become, you know, they're part of your life, livelihood every single
day. They're part of your family.
Right. And so it's really great knowing that they'll be comforted and they'll be taken care of.
We also promote emergency preparedness to the public. We advocate different ways to be prepared, like signing up for Code Red through the sheriff's office, creating a family plan so that you have a meeting place if you're separated, preparing go boxes for your family members and your animals. Adopting FireWise practices.
Are these kind of classes that you guys put on, or just
there's information on our website.
Gotcha.
And people can find documents there that will help them.
And what do you mean by to-go boxes? Is it like to-go food in case a disaster was to happen?
For instance, for a horse, if you had to deliver your horse to our shelter, it wouldn't hurt to have an extra halter and a lead line with you.
Gotcha.
Maybe a little first aid kit. A hoof pick, a brush, because owners can come into the shelter and visit their animals while we're taking care of them.
Oh, that's a good thing. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
So the owners can come in and, okay.
Yeah, and we will feed the animals, we clean the stalls, and we look after them.
Oh, what a great idea. You know, and it just floors me that you guys have just, a year and
about
a half?
About 22 months we've been in existence.
Yeah.
And things are going very well.
What a need. Well, there was such a need for this.
Unfortunately, there is a need. And we work very hard for something that we pray never happens. But we are ready.
Absolutely.
We have been activated 4 times this year already.
And have you guys had to use it?
We've had the shelter set up and ready, but thankfully no animals arrived. It was either the fire was in remote areas, or people had made other plans, which we also encourage.
Okay. So if people know they're being evacuated, do they contact you Is that the first step, or what's really the first step?
Well, we have a seat in the Emergency Operations Center when there is a disaster and people are evacuated. We are part of the county team, along with the Red Cross, for mass care. So okay. we're on the scene. We have all the communication information. When people are evacuated, our shelter site will be broadcast by the sheriff's office in the county and on our website.
Where it's going to be.
People will know where to go, we can keep communications.
And they can drop off any large animal, basically, or small?
We'll take just about anything except a herd of cattle.
Okay. I was just going to ask that question.
Typically commercial operations have made other arrangements, but we will not turn away a 4-H project that, you know, if a little kid has a cow in the backyard, we'll take them, of course.
Gotcha. I said, this is fantastic, and everything that you guys are doing, especially to build a shelter for you guys out in Chino Valley. And that'll just be like a forever home, basically.
Hopefully.
For the northern Arizona.
Yes. Hopefully that will work out so that we have a great shelter site. We have a great partnership with the Equestrian Association out there. And it would be nice to know that we have a place to go.
And if people want to donate to you, or if people are looking to help you, Kathy, I mean, what's the first step? Do they go to your website? I mean, really, where do I go first? And if I thought, you know, and if I want to, you know, have barn animals, or, you know, have my own name on a stall, and where do I go first?
Donations can be made through our website, which is laser-shelter.org, or you can go on our Facebook page. We're taking donations there, and you can find us at Laser Your Stable Solution.
Perfect. So people can go in there and make their donations there, or get a team, like you said, and get, you know, a corral going with your team. And you guys are also, if people want to know more information about you, I just want to throw this out there that you are our presenter for Next Luncheon.
I am. I'm excited about that.
So our next luncheon is going to be November 4th at Grace Church for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. And we just felt it was really important to have you as a guest speaker.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So anybody that wants to know more information, they can go to that website, and give us that website again.
That is laser-shelter.org.
Or they can go.
Or there's our email. They can reach us at lasershelter@gmail.com.
Perfect. And if you guys want to know more information, you're welcome to come to our Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce networking luncheon November 4th. Thank you so much, Kathy, for being here today. I really appreciate you and letting us know all about Laser.
Thank you for helping us to enable our communities to be prepared.
Absolutely. Stay tuned, and we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Ripographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Ripographics today.
Who's up for live music from numerous local artists? Every Thursday, Carmela's has live music and ladies' night with half-price drinks and, for the guys, $3 Bud Light draft. Come listen to the Aragon Brothers, Lisa Marie and Darren Mahoney, Mick and Jay, plus many more rotating throughout the month. Who can resist Frank Sinatra? The third Saturday of every month, Frank Cimarelli joins us for the Frank Sinatra tribute show and dinner from 6:30 to 8:30. Reserve your table now at Carmela's Restaurant in downtown Prescott. Carmela's abides by all CDC regulations for your safety and ours.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Yeah. We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Horse Fire is now 74% contained at 9,537 acres. Fire spokesperson Mackenzie Mabry says residents of Crown King were allowed back home.
Crown King is only open to residents and proof of residency is required. County Road 59 through Cleeter is the only access to Crown King.
It's Red Ribbon Week in Yavapai County.
The Red Ribbon Campaign is the oldest and largest drug prevention program in the nation. Prescott Valley Police Spokesman Officer Jerry Ferguson says,
since September 10th, Prescott Valley patrol officers made 36 drug arrests during traffic stops. Since August 18th, there have been 7 other overdose calls, with Narcan administered 3 times, thereby saving lives. Drug dealers usually manufacture pills containing fentanyl to look like legitimate medication. Do not take non-prescribed medications from unknown sources.
I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Sunny today, mostly clear tonight, but very windy and much colder in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Chilling to an overnight low near 23, but warming back up quickly to sunny highs around 54 tomorrow. Winds dissipating with much warmer highs around 63 Wednesday, 72 Thursday and Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling after bedtime to a very breezy 31, heating back up with much lighter breezes to a sunny 60 tomorrow, 70 Wednesday, 80 Thursday and Friday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Hey, Arizona, how does an extra $900 per year back in your Social Security sound? Then maybe it's time to look at Medicare Advantage plans from WellCare. WellCare believes in supporting your health and your well-being. And the WellCare Dividend HMO plan does exactly that. You keep more money in your pocket while enjoying extra benefits like dental and vision coverage. To learn more about your options and get back some extra money in your Social Security, call 1-877-MY-WELLCARE. That's 1-877-699-3552. WellCare. Beyond healthcare. A better you. Plans vary by region and not all benefits are covered on all plans. WellCare Health Plans is an HMO, PPO, PFFS plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in our plan depends on contract renewal. Please contact WellCare for details. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Call 1-877-699-3552 for more information.
With normal activities on pause, creating a new routine where the whole family can enjoy each other, relax, and unwind is the very best thing you can do. Hey, it's Nick from Arizona Hot Tub, and from my family to yours, thank you for all the support and allowing us to serve your hot tub needs for the past 17 years. If you don't already enjoy a daily hot tub soak, consider joining our family and visit us at azhottub.com or look for the giant yellow duck at 6947 East 1st Street, Prescott Valley, 775-9884.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Talk of the Town, KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I'm here with my next guest, and we're here talking with Jim Howard, and he's the owner of Shop Dine Local. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good. So explain to me what the Shop Dine Local is. I might have seen it somewhere, maybe a publication or two that you create.
We have two. I have the Dining Guide for Prescott, Good Dining Arts and Entertainment Guide, we call it. That way we can call on several different groups of people.
That's kind of the brochure one that has the coupons in it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a delicious one.
And people love it.
Yeah.
And it's good for me because it's tracking. You know, they can track the sale off of the coupons. And the only one I know that's had boxes full of coupons is the casinos. I don't know if the people were gambling addicts or not, but whatever they were, they would come by the chamber. They had an outside rack. They put the dining guys out on the rack, and every night somebody come by and get 25 of them or 10 or whatever
stacks
was out there. And then they'd go to the casino, and they had $10 free play. So each one of the coupons was $10, and I think they would honor them at either place for 20. So they had boxes full of them.
Wow.
Boxes.
So that was one of them. And then you also produce a map, correct?
Yeah, the map is a caricature. We call it caricature cartoon because it's hand drawn. And it does have, the proportion of the building, the sign, phone number, whatever. But we've done 11 of them, annual maps for Prescott. And then I met you.
and nothing good came of that, right?
an electric person. And so believe me, after I met you, you know, we started talking about one for Chino. And I said, you know, we don't usually deal in miles. A city in miles. We deal with one in blocks.
Right.
That way we can put a lot of stuff either this commercial or not, churches, schools, you name it. We try to draw everything, but it's in a different color than the advertiser. The advertiser has his logo, website or phone number on his sign, which is, we call it a locator. On his locator.
Gotcha.
And the locator is pointed toward his building.
Right.
And so the building is as much proportion as we can do, and then in relationship to the rest of the stuff on that block.
And you've been doing this for years.
Oh yeah, years.
I mean, when did you start your first map?
It was in Orlando, about 1975.
Okay,
so
there
I don't
you go.
Do the
You've
drawing.
Been doing it for quite some time.
I don't
time.
Do the drawing, but I do the sales and
everything.
And everything else.
Yeah, and you're right. When we met, I was asking you, well, where's the Chino Valley map? use one.
And so you hooked me up, thank God, with the city or the town, or they call it a town or Chino Valley.
Yeah.
And so I've had two meetings now, and I want to do a third one, and maybe the third one's a charm.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking at, and so with these maps, people can, you're looking for advertisers.
Sure.
And so, and anybody that wants to advertise their business is on this map.
That's right.
So that would be a really good thing.
Yeah, we draw their buildings and then put their sign, phone number, and so forth on that. Two things changed when I came to, this area and the artist I met to do the caricature drawing. Also does the graphic design and everything. So she's a one person, design studio. And her name's Kathy Gibbons. And the way I met her is they mailed me, Mountain Artists Guild mailed me a big black postcard that had little pictures of art on it and the name of the artist.
Got it.
And so I saw one of downtown Jerome, and she did it. And so I called him up and said, hey, who is this Kathy Gibbons? I'm a local artist, fine art. I said, well, she does caricature too, which is a different thing.
It's totally a great map. Yeah, and the caricature.
So, I said, can I have her name? Oh, no, we don't give out. I said, come on. I said, I want to hire her. I want to hire her. I said, I've done maps in California, and I showed them some. And so they had bought an ad themselves out at Mountain Artist Guild. So anyway, yeah. I talked to her. I hired her on the spot. Been with me 10 years now.
Wow.
Almost 11.
Wow. So you've been doing this, like we said, a very long time in maps of the different places that you've lived at.
That's right.
Your first one was Orlando, and then you got some ones from California.
Yeah.
And
the way I did the one in Orlando is I had envisioned a trolley, the trackless trolley, they call it. It looks just like a San Francisco cable car, but it's mounted on a motorhome chassis. And so, and we had etched glass, brass everywhere for handrails and stuff like that. Anyway, we had three trolleys, and we had advertising on the trolley, and then I did a map of the area that the trolley went to on the route.
Fantastic. So anyone that wants to be on this map, you're just starting, right? It's just a starting ground.
That's right. It's starting, and I've already gone out there a couple of times to figure out how many miles we're talking about and where the roundabouts are and
yeah.
all that.
Chino Valley is completely different.
Three roundabouts in one community. It's amazing. But anyway.
We love roundabouts. But hey, we are getting a stoplight too.
Well, I heard that.
Yeah.
Heard that.
Well, it could have been another roundabout there.
That's right.
But we're getting a stoplight finally. That's right.
close to your office?
No, it'll be on Road 1 North.
One.
So, there's a lot of traffic there. And like you said, a lot going on in Chino Valley. So you drove up there and decided this is a new idea for you guys
too.
That's
right.
A new different form. Because usually you do the touristy sections and where everyone's at.
Yeah. And this one is going to be for a lot of locals and newcomers and day trippers, we call them, that come up here from Phoenix, and they might stay the weekend. They might stay the rest of their life if they like it that much.
Absolutely, we hand out maps like any other chamber. I mean, it's like a hotcake. I mean, we just hand them out and hand them out and hand them out. So really, what was nice is that you're actually venturing and doing one of Chino Valley. We're excited.
Well, I am too. I like Chino Valley, but the thing about it, I didn't know anybody there until now. Now I know you and a guy named Ted Heitzman.
Two people.
Yeah, he used to have Frontier Gazette. Now he's got a health and wellness magazine, but he owns both of them, and he's quite an entrepreneur himself.
Wow.
And so we made friends, and so he moved from Paulden to Chino Valley. So there's the only person I knew until you, and now you're absolutely worth knowing. Let me tell you, it's amazing the people that you know and the things you're into.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean you're going 7 days a week just about.
Absolutely, but and we're excited to just have this venture with you, and also to any businesses out there that want to be recognized. I mean, this is a really great opportunity for businesses that aren't directly on the highway. It's funny to explain it, but I can tell people you're gonna turn left at McDonald's or turn right at McDonald's.
That's right.
People laugh at me, but it's the honest truth. And so having a map as Chino starts growing is really useful. And especially those businesses that are not, off the main highway, it's going to be really great for this. And so if they want to be a part of this map, it's going to be, and they'll have a business size ad and different size ads to choose from.
Yeah.
But how do they get a hold of you, Jim? Or what do they do if they want to be a part of this map?
Well, they can get in touch with you.
Okay.
Because we're going to donate part of our income off of the map to the chamber.
That's
amazing. So we want it to be a money-raising project for the chamber
as well. That's amazing.
I mean, we talked about you raising the membership.
Yeah, views. Chino Valley, we're just growing so rapidly, and it's a good problem to have. So it's just like you said, but any sort of fundraising that we can do is amazing for us too, because we do a lot for the community, and it's great that somebody like yourself would recognize that. And we're excited to be working with you on this project.
Well, thank you very much.
And, absolutely, and that's a great project for the community. So anybody that wants to, you know, if you want your business highlighted, if you want your business recognized, to contact myself or Jim,
yep,
and put yourself on this map. Get on the map. Get noticed.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's
this right. is a way to get noticed.
But thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, Jim. I love having you, and I love really talking about this. And I'm excited that we are, you know, venturing together for Chino Valley Map. It's going to be a really exciting project. And like I said, anyone that wants to be, if you want your business highlighted or if you want to be on this map, to contact the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Jim Howard, thank you so much for being here today, owner of Shop Dine Local. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. What a great show we had. I just want to say thank you to my guests today. Like I said, we had Kathy Heath here with Laser Large Animal Shelters Emergency Readiness. We just spoke with Jim Howard, owner of Shop Dine Local, and we also spoke with Jeff Frohawk with the Chino Valley Repertory Theater. So here's where you're going to get your notebooks out and your calendars out, and I'm going to tell you what's up and coming. We've got November 4th is our business and networking luncheon at Grace Church. So be signed up for that one. It's going to be Laser going to be there. It's going to be a great luncheon, really informative, and we'll also have Laser there, and we're also we'll have the Chino Valley Equestrian Park there as well. So it'll be a dual one. Come find out everything that's going on with the Equestrian Park, how they're teaming up together, and really what's up and coming in Chino Valley. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days, on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.